Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. We have a true story today. There was once a man who was an enemy to Islam. He had three famous questions that no person could answer. Thus, he made fun of Islam in public. He constantly ridiculed Islam and the Muslims. One day, a boy came along and heard the man yelling and screaming at Muslims in the street. He was challenging people openly to answer the three questions. The boy stood quietly and watched. He then decided that he would challenge the man. He walked up and told the man, "I will accept your challenge." The man laughed at the boy and ridiculed the Muslims even more by saying, "A 10-year-old boy challenges me. Is this all you people have to offer?" But the boy patiently reiterated his stance. He would challenge the man, and with Allah's help and guidance, he would put this to an end. The man finally accepted. The entire city gathered around a small hill where open addresses were usually made. The man climbed to the top and in a loud voice asked his first question, "What is your God doing right now?" The small boy thought for a little while and then told the man to climb down the hill and to allow him to go up in order to address the question. The man says, "What? You want me to come down?" The boy says, "Yes, I need to reply, right?" The man made his way down, and the small boy, age 10, with his little feet, made his way up. This small child's reply was, "O Allah Almighty, you be my witness in front of all these people. You have just willed that a kafir be brought down to a low level, and that a Muslim be brought to a high level." The crowd cheered and screamed. The man was humiliated, but he boldly asked his second question, "What existed before your God?" The small child thought and thought. Then he asked the man to count backwards. "Count from 10 backwards." The man counted, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The boy asked, "What comes before 0? The man said, "I don't know, nothing." The boy said, "Exactly, nothing was before Allah, for He is eternal and absolute." The crowd cheered again. The man, now completely frustrated, asked his final question, "In which direction is your Allah facing?" The boy thought and thought. He then asked for a candle. A candle was brought to him. The blessed child handed it to the man and asked him to light it. The man did so and remarked, "What is this supposed to prove?" The young boy asked, "In which direction is light from the candle going?" The man responded, "It is going in all directions." The boy, "You have answered your own question. Allah's light or nur goes in all directions. He is everywhere. This is nowhere that he cannot be found." The crowd cheered again. The man was so impressed and so moved by the boy's knowledge and spirituality that he embraced Islam and became a student of the young boy. I invite you to listen to the continuation of this episode of Lantern, and we'll learn more about this story.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and in this program, we try to exert the lessons and themes of the stories you just listened to. Today we want to talk about an important characteristic of a Muslim, which is hikmah, or to be wise. First, let's see what hikmah is. Suppose you are given a lot of puzzle pieces to put together. The first thing you will need is knowledge. What is the puzzle about? What does the finished picture look like? Or at what is the thing in it? Your strategy will vary depending on your knowledge, and you won't follow the same order of putting together of the puzzle pieces. The next thing you will need is to put the puzzle things together according to hikmah. It is putting things in their right places. Hikmah is translated as wisdom in English. A person who has hikmah is, first of all, free of all bias. He doesn't view this world with filters in his eyes. He's got perfect insight. As a result, he is aware of his own weakness very well and is not uneasy to acknowledge his strength. Just like Prophet Yusuf, who on the one hand knew his weakness in the face of feminine temptation and sought Allah's refuge from it. And on the other hand, he didn't hesitate to inform the king that he should appoint him as a treasurer based on his good qualifications. A wise person knows that virtues are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are not to be hidden. Rather, they are to be used for his sake. Another feature of a hakim person or a wise person is that he takes action and is practical, in fact. He is not a dreamer or idealist. Prophet Ya'qub loved his elder children a lot, but he wasn't idealistic about their character. He knew that their jealousy against their little brother could drive them crazy, so he wouldn't allow little Yusuf out with them until he was forced to do so. A person who has hikmah will be optimistic, but never to the point of being foolishly blind. A third feature of a wise person is that he or she is empathetic. He or she understands people well and is good at interpreting speech. He knows that human beings aren't just rational creatures. They are emotions, biases, and weakness of all kinds. And he accepts and respects a person with the whole package. Empathy is a prophetic virtue that allows you to reach people's hearts. Well, one point should be raised here, and it is that hikmah is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the 269th verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. He gives wisdom to whom he wills, and whoever has been given wisdom has certainly been given much good, and none will remember except those of understanding. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is a role model for hikmah, and all of his divine missions were completed by the hikmah of the Holy Prophet. Well, let's have a break and we will back be in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Okay, dear audience, welcome back. You are listening to Lantern from iRib English Radio. Today we are talking about hikmah or wisdom, and we said that hikmah is a very important characteristic of a mu'min or a pious person, and a person who is hakim or wise has some characteristics. Now we are talking about how Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, is a role model of hikmah in our religion. Imagine for a moment the challenge Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced when he established the foundations of the first Muslim community, first in Mecca, then in Medina. When Islam started to gain publicity, the few people who had embraced it in Mecca formed the nucleus of the first Muslim community. This small community was put to persecution at the hands of people of Quraysh. The Prophet ﷺ had to do something about this challenging situation. When the persecution intensified, he asked some of them to leave Mecca and migrate to Abyssinia, where its king Negus gave them protection and welcomed them his in country. As a responsible leader, the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, had a serious concern for his followers' safety, and he took wise measures to ensure that at least some of them were safe, far away from danger. This is just an example of the difficult situation when the Holy Prophet passed through his wisdom. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah bless you all with the best. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.